thought I would give a little just piece on this since, well, I was able to play a bit of Cyberpunk, and I guess I could just give a bit of feedback on it. The version I got honestly wasn't that bad. For some reason, I don't seem to get glitches or the notorious glitches I see in a lot of new games. That being said, Cyberpunk isn't perfect, even without glitches. First of all, the good things about Cyberpunk. The setting and details of the world are absolutely insane. I haven't seen this much detail and thought put into everything from the toilets, the lights, the desks, everything has been in-depthly thought out. I also have to say that the gunplay was actually very enjoyable, and it's really a shame to see that part kind of being glazed over. I thought the combat was actually pretty great, to be honest with you. That being said, it got kind of convoluted with how many different types of guns you can get and the upgrade selling system, etc. Kind of became a little bit overwhelming, but the core gameplay was actually pretty tight. The driving was alright, yet you had to be super careful where you drove, because as soon as you hit someone, the police are on your tail, and it's very, very difficult to try to not hit someone. So you can drive like crazy, but you just, well, at the same time, can't. So, about the story, and this is a big issue I've seen a lot of people come up with, is that you can choose your three starter points, which is Renegade, Slums, I honestly forget the second one, and Corporate. But at the end of that first little act, which is 10 minutes, it puts you into the same position in the story, so your background really doesn't matter except for certain dialogue options. The story itself is alright. It's basically infiltrating stuff, hacking stuff, going after, you know, the bad guy, after corporations and stuff like that. And it's okay. Again, I felt the characters were the best part of this game. They really drove home a lot of these scenes. They really brought life into the world and made you felt like you had a stake in it. Aside from that, the story is just there to kind of bring you through a bunch of cool set pieces. As I played the game, I never got that itch to say, oh, I've got to play Cyberpunk. There wasn't that addictive quality that I felt in other games that, honestly, I expected from this one. Maybe it's just my personal preference, but the vulgarity and ugliness of the world, along with the blaring music that is more deafening dubstep than uplifting techno, didn't really help my experience. I really wish I had something better to say about this game, but unfortunately, I think it's going to be a half-decent game that's been sandwiched between two other equally impressive but oversaturated and broken games. The game world is actually huge and monstrous, and it's a wonderful thing, but at the same time, it doesn't give you a lot of direction as to where you should go. Maybe the actual problem is the layout of a city in itself. With everything so clustered together and sane-looking, which is the point of a dystopian future society, unlike something like Skyrim, everything has a natural geography and spacing about it, even Breath of the Wild, where you can never travel too far without finding some kind of thing to interact with, and it's very obvious from the terrain as to exactly which places are special and have events and which ones don't. That unfortunately is not the case with Cyberpunk. It's heavily congested and has a lot of stuff in it. And I feel this project was so overhyped with so many different moving parts, directions, and teams that it just got oversaturated. There's a lot of really good singular pieces in this game, from the details of the world to the gunplay to the characters. But as a cohesive whole, it seems like it wasn't sure where it wanted to go. And it's such a shame that there's this wonderful world out there that I know could have been possibly made into three different games, but instead kind of congealed all into one big cluster. Sadly, due to its poor technical reviews and pulling off the PlayStation Store, it's uncertain if we're ever going to see a sequel or a return of this genre or of this game from CD Projekt Red. But honestly, if they do make something, I honestly feel you could take a third of this game, chop it out, make it a more direct storyline, structure, and more linear perhaps, and actually make a pretty decent game out of that. But yeah, that's pretty much what I think about it.